All right. Welcome to another exciting episode. Oh, good Lord. I didn't expect that voice. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Neville Goddard Podcast broadcast. This is actually our first episode, and this is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, another one.
Another first episode, Victoria. Remember when we started out with the first episodes on Google, and then we did the first episodes on Periscope, and then finally we got into the first episodes elsewhere?
Yeah. We've done this before, though. Remember when I used to race home from work years ago when you did Blog Talk Radio?
Right, yeah. Can you get the microphone closer to your mouth?
Oh, I don't know where the mic is.
It's at the bottom of the iPad.
Well, I'm pretty close.
All right. Well, we'll do what we do. We're learning here. So welcome, everyone, to another exciting episode of the Neville Goddard Broadcast Podcast. My co-host here is Victoria, and she's probably actually the main host. She keeps me targeted and online. We're going to talk a little bit today about ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. We've got special guests coming on. Let me see. It looks like I got one here right now. Dr. Brian, is that you?
That's me.
All
can
right.
You hear me?
Listen, I can hear you loud and clear. Your signal is 5x5. All right.
Awesome.
Awesome. Is your sweetheart with you today? Is she able to make it?
She should be. She might be setting up in another room so we don't cross noise.
All right. No problem there. So I'll do what we can to get her on here. Can you tell me your area code by any chance, or the area code of her phone number?
269.
All right. So I'll keep my eyes open for that. So, guys, welcome to the first ever episode of the Neville Goddard. Oh, my God. Here comes Ashley. Let's get her on. We'll have some fun. Ashley. There she is. Welcome to the Neville Goddard Podcast broadcast. Can't hear you yet. That's all right. Speak up when you can. I'll let you know when we hear you. So today we're going to have some fun. We're going to talk all things manifesting, have a little chat with cool kids. Victoria and I have been talking for a while about doing something different. And we figured just having some quick little live chats would be fun. People can call in. I don't know how to tell if you guys want to talk or not. So we'll again work all this stuff out. So, Victoria, do you want to do the show announcements? Then we'll bring on Dr. Brian and Ashley.
Okay, so can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, I was just double-checking. So go to easymanifestingmethods.com.
That's right.
That's right. Join our 90-day adventure, or your 90-day adventure, at ManifestingMasteryCourse.com.
That's double right. We're doing good.
And for refunds, visit our YouTube channel, FeelItRealFun.com.
All right. So, Dr. Brian and Ashley, can you say something, Ashley, so we can hear if you can speak on here yet? All right. I am not getting nothing.
Okay, Brian, it's all on you.
Brian, it's all on you. Maybe you guys got a share phone or something. I don't know.
Let me go. I'm recorded.
All right. So, Manifesting Mastery Course. Victoria and I just finished up our third week. Talk about, I love how the lessons are always timely. There goes Dr. Brian.
So, that was weird. Mm-hmm. Said you might just have to join me.
Why?
Because they couldn't hear you.
Well, because I don't know.
All right, guys.
Oh, you didn't call in yet. So.
I was trying to, but I don't know what I was doing wrong.
And you guys are live. Yeah, we'll work the kinks out. So it worked for Dr. Brian. It's working for Victoria. So cool. So can you guys both hear?
No, that thing is like
gone. I can hear you.
Yeah.
Now her screen is doing. Oh, did you type in your name?
Yeah.
It's making her type in her name again.
Maybe just share the phone, Brian.
Might need to.
Yeah, you sound really good, Brian. Maybe you guys can share your device.
Well, I'm on headphone. I'm on a headset.
Hello.
All right. Well, what?
Are you hearing her now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got her here. So let's try one more time. And all right, go ahead and say something, Ashley.
Hi. I can hear you. That's why I was saying cool, because I could already hear myself.
All right, so go ahead and say something.
Hello.
When we work this out, there we go.
Oh,
all
that's
right.
Nice. That's nice.
Beautiful.
We're
okay,
the guinea
so
pig.
We're officially restarting at 39 minutes in, 39 seconds in. What's it saying? It's saying we've got 38 minutes left. All right. So you people that are in the studio audience, we really appreciate your patience. We're working out the kinks. We're going to have a lot of fun here. So
yes.
It was a little while back on a Feel It Real Fun show that we were exploring some stuff, and Ashley said, I believe it was five words. Can you tell us what those words were, Ashley? Or actually, you typed them.
Where can I type them?
Oh, no, you typed them on the show before, right?
Oh,
but can you say them now?
I typed them, yes. Okay, yeah, how can I love you today? Yeah.
I'm telling you what, you sung my song so deep that went right into my core, and I went nuts with it, as you know.
Yeah.
And first, I want to thank you for sharing that, because I literally had no cosmic idea where it came from, where it got so deep into me. So to give you credit for this means heaps to me. And one of the things that I want to bring up today is how important each and every person listening to this is, because your dreams, your desires, where you come from, it's absolutely vital and important. And so you living from How Can I Love You Today gave to me and enables me to give to the groups and the courses and into the challenge. So I just want to ask for you, where does it come from in you when you experience How Can I Love You Today?
Where does it come from?
Yeah, where does it come from? Wow. Yeah, and I love your answer already. It's good. Yeah.
I don't know. It just feels like it's just me. I have this desire to have the person that I'm sharing the moment with just feel loved in the way that works for them. So it's just like it's a place of presence and being present with someone.
Yes. I so love this because I get this with you, and it comes through your emails, your messages, your posts, and this is where, in my opinion, a true state resides. Whenever you really make something your dwelling place, How Can I Love You as a state, it's a dwelling place, it's a way of being, and when you live there, you actually invite other people to live in the same kind of state, the same kind of space.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to appreciate you for sharing that. And you're both putting up some good posts. I'm going to ask, how's Manifesting Mastery course going for you guys?
I want to let Brian talk.
I don't know if I'm muted. Am I muted?
No. You guys are not on mute at all.
Oh, okay. No, this is going so great. In fact, you know, tomorrow is for me to post the week 3 update. And I'm already like days 18, 19, and 20. So different this time around.
Wow. What can you tell me about that?
It's like I thought I got them last time. And I did, because I did the exercises. But then this time, it's like, oh, it's either some things that I noticed that, you know, I kind of let slip, Or it's like, now I'm at level 2 or level 10 or, you know, whatever level it is. But
it's
bigger.
Beautiful.
And it's
one of
like
the things.
The,
go ahead.
What, 15, 16, 17, you know, week 1 and week 2, you always talk about how you don't actually get into methods until week 3. And I think that's 15,
right.
16, 17. But then 18, 19, 20, it's like, why are we doing it? And it's really important questions.
I'll go back to Ashley's state, and I'll just call it the state of Ashley for right now. How can I love you today? That why, and it's really a why. When you realize, you know, why am I in the room? I'm in the room to love you today.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we doing this show?
Mm-hmm.
We're doing this show to love the people. We're doing this show to try something different. As much as you know, we're playing with the sound and getting you guys on and getting Victoria in, it's an adventure in loving people. And that why, just discovering new levels of why, new levels of you, like you said, that's just gorgeous.
Yeah, my experience with manifesting mastery this time has been really a lot. It feels a lot richer and it feels a lot deeper because I'm different. I'm just different than I was when I first did it. And I remember loving it because I love the way that it is just a new email every day and a little exercise to do a couple times. Like, it was perfect. And I remember the feeling of sadness I had at the end of the first
Absolutely.
Round because I am not the type to redo something. I'm not going to retake it. I'm like, I'm not going to retake this unless I forget everything about it. And so I, when you invited the restart, I was like, yeah, it was a huge yes within, because before that I had no desire or to do it again, but I knew that I loved it. And I'm like, well, I know eventually I'm going to redo it again after I finish it the first time. But so here we are, and wow, it's so I can't even explain. Like, Brian always remembers all the, this is day 15, day 16. Whatever. I just, everything to me blurs together. I'm not really a time person. I never know what day anything is. So I was just like, this is all just like wrapping itself and, you know, becoming a part of me. And some of them, I know I just like to follow your bliss. That's just something I just incorporated into my life, and I never stopped doing that one for this whole time, you know, ever since I did my first manifesting mastery. So some of them I've been doing this entire time with the exercises.
You know, isn't it cool, like, how some of them become old friends? You instantly incorporate them, and you run with them forever. And Victoria and I, redoing manifesting mastery, there are some points in the lessons that show up, and I go, that's really good. It's like it's something that I've forgotten, and I get to discover, like Brian says, at a new level in a new way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. Victoria, how about you? Anything you want to toss in with? How's it going?
Oh, it's going ace. So I feel a lot like Ashley as far as all the lessons blurring together and how they build on each other. I love that. And I do not remember a day other than day one, of course, I remember that.
Can't forget that one.
But it's a great reminder of what I'm making this mean. And I love constantly coming back to that. I really get how, because I'd forgotten all the lessons, which is fabulous, because it's like a new experience again, and didn't... really get how all your teachings, 20, they've constantly built on this same foundation, and I love that. It's like I'm getting a deeper understanding this time round of manifesting mastery because I've done all your other work, really, and heard so much of you over the last, 14 years. So,
yeah. You bet, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, darling.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's a goodie, babe.
thank you. We've got a couple callers. I wouldn't mind seeing who we can bring in. You guys want to toss anything out real quick before we see if anyone else wants to say hi and if they have a question for us?
Yeah, I just want to add on to what Ashley was saying about, you know, she like made that like part of her every day. And another thing
right.
I noticed about this new round was that back when I did it, there were some lessons it was like, okay, I did it for 3 minutes, three times a day. But there were some of
right.
them that I noticed that I was doing all throughout the day.
All day long, yes.
But not the only a handful. And I saw actually someone posted in the main group today, DWB posted about playing with them all day. And I was so glad to see that someone's doing that. And then this time around, it's not the same lesson that I'm doing that with. Some of them that I did all day, it's like, okay, I did 10 minutes a day. Now there's different ones that I'm doing all throughout the day. So that's another benefit to doing this again.
Nice, Brian. I really do get that we're peeling away, you know, layers of the onion, discovering new layers of our own vastness and fastness. And every time you play, it's a different you taking the lesson in a different way. So cool. I love how you brought that up. So we got a few people on hold. Let me see if they want to say hi real quick. And we will start with area code 708. 708, would you like to join in the show? All right. Who's that? Who do we have there?
This is Coral.
Hey,
Coral.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. What would you like
I'm
to bring to the table? Say again.
I said, I think I'm 708.
Yeah, that's you.
that's me. I am enjoying Manifesting Mastery this time as well. I think I've shared with a couple of people the deeper layers that I feel I'm hearing and the short but sweet lessons. I just like how through Manifesting Mastery and Dream Driven Day, my awareness and attention have deepened in self.
Beauty. How does that give to you? How does it give to the people around you?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it internally feeds me, so I'm more available for other people.
Nice.
There's more of me that shows up.
Yeah, I got it. Well, I notice when people have less when they've got less patterns and programming running the show, and you just said it, more love shows up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
More authenticity. Yeah.
Beauty.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's peaceful.
Well, I want to thank you for calling into the show today. I'm going to keep moving down through here, and you and I got a call tomorrow, I think. So looking forward to that. Have a lovely day, Coral. Love you.
Thanks.
Right. And let's see, area code 804. I'm trying to unmute you here. 804, would you like to join in on the call today?
I was just wondering if they were sitting there thinking, no.
I was just going to go, that sounds like Victoria. All right, so 804, going once, going twice. All right, I'll put you back on mute. Thank you for listening. And we have one more that is taking the time to call in. We really appreciate this, guys. As we work out the kinks, some of y'all remember the early Periscope days. That was just... That was rough, but we'll get this all worked out, too. Area code 201, would you like to join in the show today?
Yeah, I guess. How many 201s
right.
you got?
Oh, that's you.
Yeah, that's me. I'm afraid so. What's up, guys?
Hey.
Nice to hear
Sorry,
you. What
I was
would
trying
you like
to call Uber Eats. How's everything?
Well,
your food's not
well,
getting there.
It's going to be
no
a while
shit.
Till your food
no.
gets there from Australia.
Yeah.
Jump.
I'm screwed.
Jump in,
no, this jump number, in. This number, the call is in Iowa.
I have no clue about that. Last time we did a show like this, there was a way for people to raise their hands and stuff. We'll just figure it all out as we go along. What would you like to toss into today's show, Jumpin' Joe Weldon?
I just decided to call in and listen to the wonderful conversation. I don't have a question. Carl really doesn't like that when I say that, but at the moment I don't have a question.
Right. Well,
so
I just appreciate you showing up.
That's it.
Oh,
you know?
Love you, Joe.
I'm here to amuse.
You're here to bless us and be blessed. Thank you, pal.
Okay.
Awesome. All right. And let's push that button. And let's see, who else do we have here? Area code 703. Would you like to join us in the show today?
Sure.
All right. Who's that?
It's Lisa.
Hey. All right. I got the voice now. It's so different on here compared to the other things. So,
yeah.
Lisa, welcome to the Cool Kids. What would you like to toss into today's show?
Well, I'm just here to support you and family. You know, this is a really fun adventure that you're just walking into, and I heard Ashley and Brian for a bit. I didn't catch the beginning of the call, but anyway, anything you're doing, I just want to be there and support you. And, you know, I think I was doing MM, well, Follow Your Bliss. That was one I was doing recently, maybe 19. And
right.
I love the more you are attracted to life, the more the living are attracted to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Anyone and, here, feel free to join in with that. You know, I'm hearing it. Lisa, tell us more.
Well, I mean, the Follow Your Bliss is a Joseph Campbell thing, right? I mean, I know that I first read that when I was studying Joseph Campbell, but I mean, what else is there if we don't follow our bliss? Like, if Victoria's not in the garden, then what's your life going to be like?
You know, I can see her from here. And it's so funny for me to watch her out the window, she's at this iPad waving at me right now, looking at the garden. And it's almost like I can tell she's almost chomping at the bit to go, Tony, all right, this is great, but I got to go in the garden. You know what I mean? it's a lovely thing whenever you can actually surrender to your bliss. And here's the thing that when we were putting this whole darn thing together, surrendering to your bliss is actually acknowledging that your desires are divine in origin.
Yeah.
Jumpin' Joe Weldon gets on here and he wants an Uber Eats. You surrender to your desire like you surrender to a meal. Enjoy it. Really enjoy it. Yeah, like when I go to the pool, I don't feel bad. I feel good. You know, I could be doing something else to build business, something else to serve my pool, but it's like, no, that nurtures me. And I want to move my body. So awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. Well, lovely to hear your voices and to just participate. And I love you all.
Love you.
Love you too, Lisa.
Yay.
Love you, Lisa. I'm going to do a crass commercial for Dream Driven Day because we start on the 6th, I believe. This is family, guys. As far as I'm concerned, this is all about family, helping family, exploring who you are and how this works. And so those of you who have done it or those of you who haven't, join us at dreamdrivenday.com. So there's a crass commercial over. Dr. Brian and Ashley and Victoria, what do you guys want to bring else to the call? It's totally up to you guys. We're just sort of open format today.
Well, for me, actually, I suddenly remembered yesterday how, and it sort of extends on what, it's the same vein that what Lisa and Ashley were both saying about how there's more peace when you can, when you can be more, when you're able to just be you and love you, it's there's so much more love that you can give to others. And it was when I made that call, if you remember, to the Lumberyard babe, and how
yes.
I really got how years ago, I'd watch my words, I'd think about it before I say anything. It was like, it's so that you can't be present when you're constantly like, when I'm constantly like that, like I used to be, and I really get now how I'm not like that anymore. It's really changed for me, and I love it. I love now how I can just, me oozes out for them, do you know what I mean? And how then, as we were saying, it's so much more inviting for them just to be who they are. So, yeah, but I really noticed that yesterday on the call.
You know, when you get that it's all about you, you get to let it be all about you loving them. Instead of focusing on what the right thing to say or the right thing to do is, it's sort of like the show today. There was no way to prepare. There's no way to do a dry run on this platform. And it's like, rightio, let's just have some fun. Let's dive in and see how it works. And then while Victoria and I are talking about this last night and setting it up, somehow we started chatting with Dr. Brian, and it's like, that's it. Let's bring these two on the show. It'll be a blast because they're just lovely people. Yeah. There's something I want to share. I want to share Ashley's how can I love you today, because it's my core way of being in the world, and you put it into words in a way that I never could. And it's like just being able to share this moment and this time with you guys, it really is. This is us pushed out. This is letting it be all about me, the truth about me, the truth about you that sets you free instead of that endless editing and endless argumentation. Are you playing ball with Bruce?
Yeah. Sorry, do you hear that?
No, I didn't hear it, but I saw the ball and Bruce's or Emmett's head snapped up.
Oh, so it's really like nonstop.
It's nonstop. Go ahead, Brian.
It's really funny to me to hear that, you know, you thought of bringing us on because, you know, you and I were chatting last night because, you know, yesterday was the whole, you know, how can you be more interesting? How can you follow your bliss? And then take 60 seconds to do it. And you mentioned one possibility. It was like, go ahead and, you know, ask me about geocaching. And I was like, well, I know about geocaching because I did it after the last interview. But
right.
I'm going to go ahead and ask. And I asked you if you've done it recently. And then that's why we started talking. I didn't know what was going on your end.
Oh, you know, it's cool because we were pondering. And then you pop up with geocaching, and it's like, oh, my God, this is the absolute perfect convergence. Because it's like originally my intention, my structure behind this would be me and Victoria have a conversation. Let's see how it goes. Then it's like, no, let's rise up and open up to some possibilities. What else could – like what would be cool to do with this? Guests, because that's what we want to do anyway. We want to have cool kids on here and share you guys, you know, and your experiences. And so just to help grow the community. And it's like you're while we're talking about doing this and we haven't set anyone up, it's like you guys popping in, it's like you guys are perfect. So we head toward the closing, I guess, unless there's anything you guys want to talk about for a little bit. Do you got anything else you want to add in?
I have something, but it just has to come out because there's a lot of things that keep popping in my head as people are talking and you're talking.
Beauty.
But I just noticed that that how can I love you, for me, invites me to do stuff like that. Like Brian just, you know, just messaged you. Like, you know, if someone popped in my head, I'd be like, oh, I'm going to send them a picture of a flower because I just am thinking about them right now, you know, so those things, and then I don't edit those things like, well, they're sleeping, or I don't like reason away, you know, what I desire to do. And then we end up having some kind of lovely interaction and, you know, both, you know, just get to love on each other. So I just think that it invites, it brings up new desires that might seem random, like a message or something, but it expresses love in ways that you can't really plan out.
It's funny you mention that, because I'll do a podcast and I'll hit the microphone, and what I start speaking is nothing near what I originally intended for. And I'll hear from someone within an hour, that podcast was meant for me. It's like, excellent. And I'll scroll through Facebook, how do I love you? And I'll see a post and I'll just put up a couple hearts. And I hear back, that really meant a lot to me. And it's like, that's just being. That's being in the flow.
Mm-hmm.
That's honest to
mm-hmm.
God.
Yeah.
Being true to you allows you to give to, quote unquote, them. And the love
mm-hmm.
just ripples.
Mm-hmm. Because really,
someday
it's about loving me. Like, how can I love me in this moment, too? And because following my bliss for me is giving love to that other person. That is my bliss. So it's exciting.
Absolutely. How do I edit me? Oh, maybe I shouldn't comment on that post. Or maybe I should say this way. Maybe I got to figure. How do I edit me? Has me not love me? How do I love you? Has me automatically just share and spread the love we are?
Mm-hmm.
God, I got to say, so years ago, I met someone through ManifestingMasteryCourse.com named Ashley, and she takes the course, and then she gets this fella to do it, Brian, and I get to meet Brian, and it's such an honor to, like, Victoria doesn't see all of anyone's updates. I see all the updates, and I'm the one that writes back. But she gets to know you guys, too, because I'll say, hey, check this one out. Look at this, and so on and so forth. And we celebrate your wins and your shifts. And I just want to say it is an absolute pleasure to have gotten to know both of you over the years now through MMDDD Remarkable, and to have you on the kickoff episode of the show. I would love to have you guys back sometime once we figure out the technology.
yeah. That would be perfect.
It's the show middle and toward the end here, I think, is really coming together well. So this is excellent. Victoria, anything you want to I tell you what, how about if we do what's your strawberry bit from the call today, and I'll sign off after all that.
Oh, okay. So what we want to know is that what you want me to ask?
Yeah, ask them, and also tell us yours.
Okay.
She needs a Fran's card.
And mine is just, it's hearing on this new platform. Fabulous, babe. I know you've been thinking about it for a few weeks now. So my strawberry boot is getting it up and going. It's so great hearing other people. Like, we can do the Your Manifesting Questions Answered Live, but I was thinking it's like it really amps it up to another level. People could come on with their question if they wanted. Like Friday shows, it could be this sort of format as well, but they could actually ask it or then say, I want to, so then what about this? Or it's so much more interactive. It's fabulous. So, yeah, good one, babe.
Hey, I'm going to unmute everyone that's called in, so y'all can say your strawberry bits if you want to. So we've got a whole group of people now. So I'll just hand invite everyone. Coral, would you tell us what your strawberry bit from the call was today?
I just really like the community. I like the family. I love that we're all doing Manifesting Mastery together. I just love that we're all on the same platforms, but we're all in different spaces, and we just have this like symbiotic, like coalescing, like just this, I don't know, this energy of us.
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Absolutely loving it. I agree. This whole thing, it really is to me, this is where, in Manifesting Mastery, it's where people become friends and dream-driven days where they become real family. And this experiment with just having restarted Manifesting Mastery course and having new people join in, like Don, he's posting. It's like, it's just so cool to just, yeah, for me, it's a flock of eagles inspiring the eagles to all fly higher. So,
And I'll say this, I'm really, so this next DDD will be my ninth, and I'm more excited now than the past eight. And I'm more excited to see who comes in, and I'm more excited to read other people's posts than to even post my own, which is really cool.
You know, I've discovered that a lot of my DDD comment, or a lot of my DDD personal posting shows up in your posts, in other people's posts, because I am enraptured by what happens to, you know, as people explore. So I'm with you. I'm excited. And thanks for bringing that in.
No problem. And I'm going to post one more in the last DDD. I have the last day to do. So that's coming.
All right. Cool.
Thank you.
We're gonna do it again. We'll keep working the kinks out. Excellent. Who was area code 804? I forget what order everybody was in. Or maybe they didn't say anything. I can't remember.
Oh, that was Joe.
Was it? All right. Who's next?
Victoria, and then Joe, and then Lisa.
All right, Lisa, you're next.
Okay. I'll just completely sync with everything that's been said, which is how I'm impressed that this isn't a one-man show, and how you brought in that Ashley and what she was exploring kind of summed up something that for you, that you just couldn't put in maybe to a succinct sentence, just one little sentence. But, you know, she did that for you. And
yes.
And so I just love how you just said, people in DDD are saying things and it's giving to you. And it shows up then in your life, and then you're using it, I guess, you're spreading that along in your teaching as well. So I just think that's a really healthy organism when that's going on. It's not just coming from the top, but it's the whole body is participating mm-hmm. in something. And I think it's just a really beautiful thing to be part of. And it makes me excited to show up, because I know that my life is vital and that my vitality is igniting other people. So
beauty.
It encourages,
perfectly put.
It encourages me to show up. It encourages me to comment. And maybe some people are shy and they don't want to say things, but boy, when people show up, sometimes it takes my breath away. It takes my breath away. It just does. I pause and I'm like, wow. And what would have happened if they didn't share that one or two sentences that they shared?
Exactly.
I would be somewhat lesser that day for not having seen that, or if they wouldn't have chosen to express themselves.
Yeah. Or if you hadn't chosen to post about it. It's fire feeding fire. It's the flock of eagles lifting each other higher. It's why birds fly in a V formation. We're a flock that gives to each other, and beauty. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Joe Weldon, you still here?
Yep.
All right. Anything you want to toss in? What's your strawberry bit from the call?
I like the way the call felt above all. That it just felt good to hear everybody and to, how would I put it? That we're all attuned to this work. And your care for us, PT, and it comes across. And how how decent we all are as people comes across for a bunch of manifesting savages. We do very, very well. I say that affectionately, you know that. But it's just cool. It's just cool to hear everybody on a good call. That's all. It just feels good to hear everybody. That's it.
Amen.
That's it. I'm with you. One of the things that I enjoyed a lot about this was it really wasn't. I love when I do a live call and I teach. I get in a very specific zone, and it's very different than, hey, let's have a cool chat. And I'm so honored that you guys would all show up, and the ones that called in. We'll see what I can do to clean up the audio, too, so that more people can enjoy it. But I really, above all else, just want you to I want to thank you all for showing up today, for sharing you. The shows will get, quote-unquote, better. I don't like the term better, as you all know. But I can promise you, for me, a better show is
higher quality.
is just a show where more and more different gets to show up. And I love the different that showed up on today's call. And I just want to thank you all for playing today. So, boy, this thing tells me now I got 3 minutes left. I got to make sure I schedule all kinds of extra time. I love you guys. Have a lovely day. Thank you for calling in. And we'll figure out how to people can see this or hear it. Thanks, guys. Love you all. Have a lovely day.
Love you.
Victoria, do you want to do the closing?
Love you too, TT. Love you, everybody.
EasyManifestingMethods.com. ManifestingMethods.com. And FeelItRealFun.com. And DreamDriven.com.
Thank you for the plug, Victoria.
Boy, she's fat. Love you, darling. Thank you, guys.
Love you all.
Love you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.